Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb time here on a throwback Thursday. Doesn't matter what day it is. It's always good to have the good, the bad, and the dumb. Let's get things started, the good of the day.
And I'm going to be perfectly honest. I got to preface this way. All three are good.
Oh, okay.
We don't really have like a bad or a dumb. They're all good.
Right.
All right, but it's just how we categorize them sometimes. So the good of the day. Now, you might not have caught this over the last couple of days. I certainly did. But the Champions League semifinals took place.
All right.
And it has been fantastic soccer, or football, as they would say overseas.
Right.
So the first game we had on Tuesday, was Liverpool versus Villarreal. And now what they do, Tony, is that they have two legs. So, you know, kind of like how we have a best of five, a best of seven. The way they do it is each team gets a home game. Total goals over those two games is how you determine a winner.
Okay.
So Liverpool and Villarreal played in the first one. Villarreal had lost their first game 2-0 to Liverpool, right?
Right, 2-0.
Okay. So come Tuesday, games at Villarreal's home stadium, and they go up 2-0 in the first half. And they're tied on aggregate. Then Liverpool comes storming back in that second half to win it, to win the whole thing, but because they won that game 3-2, and then they ended up winning 5-2 on aggregate. So it was a fantastic game. Yesterday's, though, trumped all of that, and it's setting up a situation where the final may not be as good because Manchester City was up. They had won their first game 4-3, and then they were up 1-0 late in the second half. And then Real Madrid pulled the unthinkable and scored two goals in stoppage time within 2 minutes.
Oh, that's really hard to do.
Yeah, the first goal came in the 90th minute. The second goal came in the 90th plus 1 minute.
Oh, okay.
And so then they tied it up, sent it to extra time, and then Real Madrid ended up getting a PK and advanced to the final.
Oh, very good. So it was just a very good outcome.
It was a good outcome, but it was one of those where it was like, you know, you needed two buzzer beaters in order to win the game.
I got it. Okay.
It had that kind of feel. Like you don't get two goals in 2 minutes in the 90th plus minute.
Right.
So okay. It was fantastic. It was a lot of fun. And yeah, the only bad thing could be is now that, you know, the final itself may not live up to the hype of what the semifinals were.
Well, yeah.
Which
well,
we've had a couple of times now.
All right.
In our sports too.
All right. So when is the finals?
The final is, I think, 2 weeks from today.
Okay.
Or no, not today, but it's usually either on a Saturday or a Sunday. It's either 2 or 3 weeks away.
Okay. What is the bad then?
The bad. It's a good bad because it's awesome. If you haven't heard, Garth Brooks played a little concert recently.
He did.
Down at LSU's Tiger Stadium
in Baton Rouge.
In Baton Rouge. And he has a certain song in his catalog of songs that crowd really was hyped up for.
Sure was.
I'll play a little quick snippet of it just so you can get the feel of it. But just remember that this song registered an earthquake at LSU's Tiger Stadium.
Awesome.
I can't think of a cooler feeling than if you're a music artist to have your crowd singing your song.
Oh, I know. I know, right?
That's got to be
fantastic.
I don't even know what the equivalent of it would be.
That was really, I saw videos of that all through the weekend after it happened, a Saturday night. So I saw, and I was like, that's great. That is wonderful.
I mean, filled to capacity. There's probably people outside the stadium, but the report came out yesterday. It was some science guy, I don't know, decided to set up a little seismology machine outside the stadium, and it registered an earthquake.
Yeah, they did that. That happened to them in a football game back in 1988 when LSU played Auburn. And Tommy Hodgson, who was the quarterback for LSU, threw a touchdown pass, and they noticed that at the seismology center that there was a small tremor in the earth at the exact moment that the touchdown occurred. Yeah. I think it was either 88 or 87. I can't quite remember. It was in the late 80s. So, yeah, they tend to do that down there in Baton Rouge. Very good. It was really fun. They were really, yeah. really fun. That was good.
He never played Baton Rouge before, or?
Yeah, it was something about that.
It was something weird. Like, are you, dude, he had never sang that song there. I'm sure you watched the whole video too, where he was like, he's like, you know, I was going to sing this song. You knew the song was coming, and then went into it, and the crowd just took it from there, basically. Yeah, I mean, it's almost like they're...
He had 100,000 people at that stadium.
Yeah.
100,000 people.
Insane.
To see him play.
And everyone's
that's
singing
really
on
crazy.
Key. Not too bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a weird... That's going to be a weird ego boost, too, when you're that level where you look out and you see traffic jams, security, police... You know,
he had to be, he had to have been helicoptered in, right?
Like, yeah, like everything that goes that, like, think of a football Saturday in Baton Rouge and then think of it for one person, like to see one person, not just a team, like for to see one person do something
and more people.
It's a weird feeling. Like, it's almost kind of spooky. Like, whoa, they're all here to see me play guitar and sing. Yikes.
Yeah, they're all here. They're literally here for me to sing one song.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. What's the dumb of the day then? The good dumb of the day.
The good dumb of the day. Because I'm not putting her down. Okay. I got to preface that. I'm happy for her. I'm excited for her.
Okay.
But do you remember way back when, I don't know, maybe a month ago we talked about this, that Dolly Parton gracefully said, you know what, hey, I appreciate the honor, but please remove my name from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nomination list.
Yeah.
Well, they never did it.
And they didn't do it, huh?
And guess what happened?
She got in.
She's inducted. She got a. She is going
to
be inducted.
So she has to go now.
She has to go.
Yeah. It's like the law. You have to go if the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducts you.
And the reason why it's dumb, because this year's crop of, hold on, I just had it here, of... people who are going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame are Dolly Parton.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, I mean, obviously Queen of Rock. Eminem.
Yep, obviously the King of Rock.
Yep, Lionel Richie. Again. I always think rock when I hear Lionel.
It's a block of Lionel Richie here on the queue.
Carly Simon and Duran Duran.
All right, that's enough. Let's just stop calling it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Why can't we just call it the American Music Hall of Fame?
Right.
Or better yet, not the American Music, because Duran Duran's
not American.
How
about just the Music Hall of Fame?
How about just the Music Hall of Fame? How about the Recording Artists Hall of Fame? I don't know. Come up with a word. That's your job. That's not mine as a lowly radio host.
Duran Duran is
naming your museum.
I would say Duran Duran's the closest thing they have to a rock artist going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right, right, right.
And I don't even know if I consider them rock. They're like more pop rock.
But it's... Here's my thing with Dolly Parton. I understand Dolly Parton is going by the verbiage of it, but this isn't like the only time a non-rock person has been inducted.
Oh, no, of course not.
Has she not been paying attention enough to go, I get it, I'm in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I'm not technically rock and roll, however, you know, like...
Wasn't Kenny Rogers inducted not too long ago?
Yeah, might have been. Right, like instead, she's like, I get it, it's this museum, this Hall of Fame has expanded its horizons, and it is now incorporating recording artists around the world into this induction. Thanks for the honor. You know, it's like, I don't know. It would be like if you had a professional basketball Hall of Fame, right? And you were like, but then, you know, John Wooden gets in. You know, like a bunch of great college players started getting in. Then, you know, women college basketball players started getting in. And then, like, maybe call it the NBA Hall of Fame. NBA, not Basketball Hall of Fame, NBA Hall of Fame. But then you started leaking in these other basketball players that didn't play in the NBA because they were really good for the game. And then Oscar Schmidt gets in, you know, and a bunch of international players that never played in the NBA. Like all of a sudden you go, okay. It's no longer the NBA Hall of Fame. It's the Basketball Hall of Fame, right? Which is what it really is now. that's probably what's going to happen to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Like, it started out to honor rock and roll in the city of Cleveland, and then it went, and then it just sort of became like, if you're a great musical act, you're probably getting in this thing. Yeah, it evolved. So that's
like,
so
all things evolve.
Dolly Parton should have said, you know what? I get what you're doing up there, and I'm honored. I'm not a rock and roll person, but I'm not the first one, and so I'm in. Thanks. You know, and go from there.
I mean, simple.
Yeah. Is that simple?
But I'm you know, they need to change the name.
Yeah, I do. They absolutely need to change the name.
Because as long as they keep the same name, we're going to keep ridiculing it every single time. They just want to honor a musician that deserves to be honored.
I used to watch.
You look at those five artists. They all deserve to be in a Hall of Fame.
Sure. They're all excellent. They're all excellent for what they do, without question. But, I used to watch the induction ceremony. It used to be, on HBO.
Yes.
I kind of stopped watching it over the years, but...
Because they got rid of Rock.
Yeah. There was some real good stuff on that. Good performances.
And to the Hall of Fame's credit, it's not their fault. How many rock and roll bands have there been that are worthy enough to be put into a Hall of Fame?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Exactly.
You're going to run out quickly.
Yeah. You want to see a good performance? Go back 10 years. I think 2012. You know the artist Sarah Bareilles?
Yes.
I don't know much of what she's done. I know there's a couple of hits she's had. Write Me a Love Song, I think, was one of them. But she does an unbelievable version of Stony End by Lauren Nero. That's really good. That's really, really, really good. Check it out. Check it out. You'll know you'll have the video when you see Bette Midler introducing her. You've got the right one.
Isn't one of her songs used for? No, that's Sarah McLachlan. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, Sarah McLachlan's
the dog commercial.
Yeah, the we're killing puppies. Let's stop killing puppies.
Yeah.
Yeah. That gets used, yeah. All right, she's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think she's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame too.
Sarah McLachlan?
Yeah, I think so.
For her puppy commercial?
For all the other songs she's written. Never did. All right. Well, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. We got Gabe Lax joining us. We'll talk Major League Baseball the first month of the season, the sort of the winners and the losers of the first couple of weeks. Well, we'll get to this Ryan Tannehill story coming up next as we continue with Wake Up Call.